Excuse me, sir? Are you near me? I think you're here for me. You have an appointment, sir. It's the last one of the day, and I'm the only one with anything scheduled, so can you come outside?
Спасибо. I would have joined you inside, but as you can see, I don't think I'd fit at the table, or the room, or the entire building. Ah, I almost forgot. There's a table made for people of my size over here. You made an appointment at the spa because you want personal attention, that? So it would be no good if you sat all the way down there and had to yell up at me. But it would take you so long to climb up on your own. Do you mind if I pick you up and set you on the table across from me? I promise I'll be careful. Mwah! Sorry, a kiss on the cheek is standard here. I tried to aim at your cheek, but I think I kissed your whole head. Oh, Milashka. Oh, you're so cute and small in my hands. And now that I can see you up close, oh my, absolutely adorable. I could eat you up. And I must say, you're so brave for asking for an appointment with a giantess. Most people think I would be dangerous, or that I'm clumsy and I would hurt you. But it's so insulting because I would never, ever, ever do that in a million years. I love humans, and I especially love the adorable little ones like you who don't think I'm a threat. See? I can give you a gentle massage all over your body. And I only need to use a few of my fingers. And Slutky, you seem to be enjoying this quite a bit. I was so excited that you scheduled an appointment here and chose me. I almost never get picked. I was worried they wouldn't let me keep working here. So thank you, thank you, thank you, sweetie. I really hope we'll be seeing each other more often. I really want you to come back. I'd love to get to know you and have some more time to put my hands on you. You don't mind that they're so big I could cup you in a single palm, do you? I'm being extra gentle with you. These little wraps down your body. Well, I suppose they would be enormous to you. I just love how small and teeny you are. I adore getting to hold you like this. You're so tiny and precious, my little Sonushka. Sorry, you made me feel so warm and happy that my brain can't keep up with my mouth. I moved halfway across the world to come to this city, but when I look at you, it feels like this is where I was meant to be. Sometimes words come out in my native tongue. If you keep coming back, maybe I can teach it to you. Kroshka, why did you react when I said that word? Could it be that the feeling of my giant fingers have you wondering what my giant tongue is capable of? Такой непослушный мальчик. What are you thinking about while we're out here in public? And we only just met. This little human sure is bold. But I like it. Why are you starting to blush? I'll lean down closer to you. Go ahead and tell me. Aww, you think I'm pretty? Such a gentleman. By your face, I can tell what you're thinking. And you're becoming so hot and red, too. Oh, you love the feeling of my hands. You're so sweet. I make sure to keep my skin nice and soft. You know it's important for an older lady like me. Say, how would you feel about getting to experience my routine since you like my hands so much? I just love getting to pamper you like this. But I feel that I can do so much better for you. I have a giant size. Bottle of lotion in my bag. Gloopy magic. Yes, it's a giant bag. It would make much sense for me to open up a few hundred human-sized bottles, would it? Though, I love how curious you are about me. So what do you say? Yeah, I thought you would like that idea. So nice in my hands. I never expected it to feel this different just because of a little lotion. It's not too much, is it? You can still breathe. You aren't getting any lotion in your mouth? Good. Although your clothes are another story. I didn't think about that. Let's not worry about that for now. I just want to rub and squeeze all over your cute little self. Giving a tiny cute thing all this attention. Rubbing all the lotion into your skin. I want to do it even more. I love gently cupping you and having you rest in my hands like a little toy. You could sit in my palm like a couch. You're so adorable and precious. I thought the size difference between humans and I would be a problem. But now that I get to spend time with you and take care of you, I can't see it any other way. I'm sorry, human. You've ruined me for other giants. I love holding you like this too much. I love how I can massage your whole body while only using a few fingers. I love how you look up at me with such amazement. Like I'm something out of this world. Almost like you would worship me. It makes me want to spoil you even more. Something so sweet deserves the best that this world has to offer. And right now, especially at my side, you can think of me as your world. That's not so bad, is it? A loving, giant lady taking care of you between her hands, softly rubbing lotion in to keep your skin healthy and smooth. And you smell so good. The scent of the lotion is so strong. It's almost like I picked how you would smell. I would love to do even more for you. I could help you get clean. Feed you. Keep you cozy in bed. I'll do everything for you. All I want in return is your love. Your adoration makes me feel so full and fuzzy and complete. It's like something was missing all this time. And the moment I had you in my caring hands, it felt right. It's so hard to keep calm seeing that cute expression you're making. You're like my little baby resting on my hands, looking up at me while I massage you. But Krushka, where are you looking? My eyes are up here. I know there are two massive mountains resting on a table in front of you. But don't you want to look at my loving eyes? Not at my mouth either. You really want to see my tongue that badly? Keep going higher. There you go. Do you see the look in my eyes? That's all for you. And you getting pampered and teased while staring into my eyes seems like it's too much for you. No, Mamachi. That's okay. Let this giant dust take care of you. You don't need to think anymore. I'll be your loving Mamachka as long as you want. Now make sure you're all covered. And your entire body is soft and healthy then. Oh, Zaija. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot how slippery you were from the lotion. You fell right into my mountains. Oh, you, I'm so sorry. At least you're safe in there. And when you do get too lost forever, stop squirming. I'll try and get you out. Moving around. You aren't making this easy, sweetie. There's a lot of mountain in the way, but don't worry, you won't get hurt. If anything, I think you're enjoying yourself. I knew you were tiny, but now you seem even smaller. Once I get you out, I'll have to clean you off as an apology. And we're closing soon. Would it be so bad if I just got up and left while you're hitching a ride? Kidding. I would love if you came back to me. There is so much more we can do together. Don't let my boss know, but I'd be happy to spend time with just the two of us so you don't have to pay. But first, we have to get you out from my mountain. Get you, okay? Oh.